God doesn't discipline his children. We are all under grace. No, as a matter of fact, because we have a responsibility under grace, we will receive discipline. Hey guys, welcome back to Bibleline. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today's video, we are answering the question, how does God discipline his children? It's a very good question, and there is a lot of contention about this topic, but rest assured, the Bible does teach that God disciplines his children. And so we're going to get into that today. Here's the question. How does God chastise or discipline his children when they sin or are in disobedience? And could you please give examples? More than happy to do that. I appreciate the question. And yes, God does discipline his children. There's a passage here in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 through 11, that I want to read in its entirety. And then we're going to pull some things from it that we can learn and understand regarding how God disciplines his children. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So that's the passage that we're going to kind of park our car, so to speak, and we're going to go through and see exactly what has been said there. By the way, if you are new to the channel, make sure that you subscribe and hit that red notification bell. That way, every time that we post a new video, you get an alert. Also, please make sure to like, comment, and share the video so that we can get this around to people all over the world. And you might have a Bible question. Send it to us. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll give you an answer, and we'll do our best to make a video just like this one. We just looked at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 through 11, and we saw quite a bit of information. There's six things that I want to show you in relation to God and his children regarding discipline. Number one, God disciplines from the position of love, not anger. Okay? The demonstration, as we see later on in the passage, is between God's discipline and our earthly father's discipline. I'm sure many of us have experienced discipline. Our fathers or our mothers, you know, we had discipline, you got sent in timeout, whatever it was. And I'm sure there came a point in time where we caused our parents to discipline us out of anger. It was like, that's it, it's coming, here it is. See, God does not work that way. He disciplines us out of a perfect love. The second thing is discipline is to be expected because it's the responsibility of a father to correct his child. I want you to know this too. God will discipline you in the way that you need so that you can get corrected. Now, if you want to continue to sin, then God will continually discipline you. And James chapter 5 is very clear that there is a sin that is unto death. We can remove ourselves from this world early because we're not walking as the Lord has asked us to walk. Number three, God does not discipline his children from a fleshly or sinful perspective. He does discipline us because we sin, but it is not out of the attitude of sin in which God disciplines us. The fourth thing is here is the goal of God's discipline is to bring us into proper fellowship with him. It's not to humiliate us or anything like that. It is to bring us into a proper fellowship with him. This is different than how our fathers disciplined us, and we should expect this, okay? God's not going to be running around saying, do what you want, you know? We're all living under grace, so everything's great. We are living under grace, but there are still responsibilities that we have to follow, and God's going to hold us accountable to those responsibilities. The next thing here is that God's discipline may not be joyous in the act, okay? It might not be fun at the time. When properly responded to, it yields peace and experience. So if we have the attitude of, as the Lord continually disciplines me, he's doing it for my good, we can find joy in the discipline sooner than we would if we just have a negative attitude throughout the entire thing. And lastly, God's children are supposed to learn reverence or respect to him through discipline. Now, I want to be real clear about this. That one verse where it talks about if you don't experience discipline, then you're a bastard. A lot of people like to look at this and say, since I can't see the discipline God is doing in your life, therefore you're not saved. That's a red flag, okay? It is not for us to discern whether God is disciplining his children or not. We just need to know that he will. He will do it. It's not our job to get out the magnifying glass and look for that discipline. As a matter of fact, it's our job to listen to God and obey him. There's some verses that I just want to give you here in relation to discipline that I think will be helpful for you. There are so many expectations for God's children. Look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as we have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. So Paul's writing here to the church in Thessalonica, and he says, you know how you are ought to walk. Now go do it and abound more and more. So it would be silly. It would be silly for us to say, well, God doesn't expect something of us. He absolutely does. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, very popular verse. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we are supposed to change and renew our mind progressively throughout our sanctification process so we can become more and more in alignment with God's will. How about in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, where Paul is concluding a very heartfelt opening prayer? He says this, verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The reason why I'm showing you these verses is because I want you to know and understand that in order for us to grow, it requires discipline. And the Lord will discipline us. It's not going to be fun in the time that we experience it, but we can know that it'll yield a better walk with him. And I want you to know too, we're all going to stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for everything that we've done in this body, whether it be good or bad, profitable or unprofitable. And you can see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. I hope this gives you a detailed answer. It's a little bit longer than what we normally do. I think this is an important topic because there are a lot of people out there saying, God doesn't discipline his children. We are all under grace. No, as a matter of fact, because we have a responsibility under grace, we will receive discipline. And that doesn't mean that we're lost. It just means that God loves us very much. Make sure you write in your questions, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.